Anchorage Digital and M0 partner to power regulated stablecoins. Anchorage Digital, the only federally chartered crypto bank in the United States, has partnered with stablecoin technology provider M0 to issue regulated dollar tokens. The two firms announced on April 30, 2026. CoinDesk reported the deal as a move to give stablecoin issuers a compliant path that does not require building their own banking stack. The timing matters. Bitcoin trades at $76,093 as of April 30, 2026, and the broader market is flat to down on the week, with fear and greed at 40, neutral. What is moving is regulated infrastructure, not price. Anchorage and M0 are positioning for the issuer rush that follows once U.S. stablecoin rules harden into law. Why a federal charter changes the math. Anchorage Digital Bank, NA, holds a national trust charter from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. That charter is rare. Only Anchorage has been granted one for digital assets, and it lets the bank custody, settle, and now issue regulated tokens under federal supervision, rather than a patchwork of state money transmitter licenses. For an aspiring stablecoin issuer, building that compliance perimeter from scratch takes years and tens of millions of dollars. The Anchorage and M0 partnership turns that into a procurement decision. M0 supplies the protocol layer. Anchorage supplies the regulated issuance and reserve custody. Issuers plug in. That structure is the same playbook several traditional finance firms have tested with custodians. The difference is that Anchorage already operates inside federal banking rails, which removes the question of whether a state license will hold up under future federal preemption. What M0 actually brings M0 is a stablecoin platform that lets approved entities mint dollar tokens against collateral held in segregated accounts. Its model targets institutional and fintech issuers who want a branded stablecoin without operating the full reserve and redemption stack themselves. The platform handles smart contract issuance, redemption logic, and integration with on-chain markets. Pairing M0 with a chartered bank addresses the weakest link in most stablecoin proposals, where the dollars actually sit. With Anchorage holding reserves, M0-issued tokens inherit a regulated custody path that auditors and compliance teams can sign off on without bespoke legal opinions for each jurisdiction. The post-Genius Act competitive picture, U.S. stablecoin legislation, has been the dominant policy story of 2026. The bank lobby push to slow the Genius Act has run alongside Agora's separate race for a federal charter. State Street is preparing tokenized funds from its custody base. Securitize and ComputerShare opened a path for tokenized U.S. equities. The pattern is consistent. Incumbents and crypto-native firms are sprinting to lock in regulated rails before the rules calcify. Anchorage and M0 land in that race with a real advantage. The federal charter is already issued. The reserve framework already exists. Onboarding a new issuer is a contract, not a multi-year licensing project. That does not guarantee winners. Visa just added Polygon to its stablecoin settlement program, and traditional payment networks are unlikely to cede the settlement layer without a fight. But for issuers who want to launch a compliant dollar token in 2026, the Anchorage and M0 stack is now one of a small number of federally chartered options. What it means for users and merchants. Most stablecoin users will never see Anchorage or M0 in the front end. They will see a token name, a wallet, and a redemption interface. The federal charter shows up in the boring places: audit trails, reserve attestations, bank failure protections, and the legal certainty that the dollars backing the token are held by a supervised institution. For stablecoin spending on cards and rails, that backing question is the difference between a token a payment network will accept and one it will not. Networks have spent the past 2 years tightening which stablecoins they will route. Federally chartered issuance is the credential that opens those doors.